Merci Michel, merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup à Michel et au mouvement fédératif roman pour organiser cette manifestation à cette place ici, tellement symbolique à ce moment-là où juste il y a un jour que l'OMS a adopté le Pandemic Treaty. Je te remercie vraiment et c'est pas la première fois qu'on est ici. Déjà l'année passée, c'était le mouvement fédératif roman qui avait organisé une manifestation grande, impressionnante, et c'est dans cette tradition qu'on continue pour les raisons qu'on sait déjà et que je vais récapituler. Alors, merci beaucoup Michel et merci à tous qui sont ici dans un très très grand nombre. Merci beaucoup pour être venus et un grand... Voilà. Merci beaucoup. And now... je change en anglais. I also would like to thank everybody who is at home behind the screen and is interested in this topic of WHO and wants to know more about the reasons why it is so necessary to get informed and ultimately to oppose the WHO's two international treaties, the adoption of the international health regulations and the just adopted new pandemic treaty. Welcome everybody, and let's join together in this joint defense of our human rights and of our sovereignty. So just yesterday, here very close in the World Health Assembly, in the plenary, the pandemic treaty was adopted by vote of consensus. What does it mean, the vote of consensus? Very simple. The chairman asked the assembly, is the assembly ready to adopt this resolution? I see no objection. The resolution is adopted. And applause. I don't know any parliament in the world that would adopt a law or a resolution by just asking the plenary, is there any objection? I don't hear any objection. So the resolution is adopted. Such a procedure by design is against fundamental principles of democratic decision making. And it is also against WHO's own rules. Please just read WHO's own procedural rules, Article 69 and following. In my conviction and rule, and my personal opinion, this adoption is invalid. It was a pure show. It was not a true adoption. And I ask the delegates who were there yesterday, how can you possibly tolerate such a phony process for such an important treaty, for such an important matter, the new pandemic treaty that was negotiated throughout the last 3 years, that would never be accepted in such a way in any parliament of the world? This is how dissenting opinions are eliminated. Do the delegates like violating the applicable rules? Last year we had exactly the same with respect to the adoption of the amendments to the international health regulations on 1st of June and in the evening 9 o'clock. The chairman asked the few remaining delegates quite the same question like yesterday. He said, delegates, is the assembly now ready to adopt the resolution regarding the IHR amendments? I see no objection. The resolution including the IHR amendments is adopted. This is absolutely no example of good democracy. This is against fundamental principles of democratic procedures, and as I said, it's against WHO's own procedural rules. So these votes are not valid. They are invalid and they must be challenged on the national level by the national governments, and I urge the delegates and I urge the national leaders to oppose such a phony procedure and say no. And yes, and all of this was not done just with respect to a minor issue of how to spend a couple of hundred thousand Swiss francs or dollars. It was for the two
biggest, most important international treaties that were concluded under the guidance of the WHO since World War II. And for such important treaties, we would expect that the own rules would be observed. Now, in particular, where we are in a context of violation of fundamental rights and of our sovereignty. Speaking about sovereignty and fundamental rights, the official side, the WHO, relentlessly emphasizes and repeats again and again that in the treaty there is a commitment in favor of fundamental rights and there is a commitment in favor of sovereignty. Now, I can tell you how much worth this formalized commitment truly is, looking back into my own practice of the past 4 years as a lawyer here in Switzerland, in 40 plus court procedures against all types of mandates for children, for students, for medical doctors, and for victims of the mRNA injections, but also for pilots, all people who lost access to schooling, or who lost their businesses, who lost their jobs, because they were not willing to take the jabs, or ultimately those who took it, they lost their health. I can tell you, in a nutshell, what the courts in Switzerland told me. With whatever excellent and well-documented and solid evidence my team showed up in court, the reaction of the judges was always the same. They say, Mr. Kruse, there is no need to consider your evidence. We have it already. It is already in our hands from the Ministry of Health, who has this factual truth directly from the WHO. And you must know that in times of emergency, it's solely in the discretion of the WHO to define the relevant facts that we decide upon. So as a consequence, with all the work done, with all the research done, and with the help of so many great scientists all over the world, there was no justice done. It was impossible because there was no assessment, independent assessment of the relevant facts. So there was no justice, there was no protection of human rights in the past, and most notably, no checks and balances. That was the reality for the past. The supremacy of all information, and that is totalitarian by design. This is a concept that eliminates free science, it eliminates free speech, and most essential, it eliminates thereby the preconditions for democracy and for sovereignty. So how can there possibly be a protection of human rights if the judge can never consider the true facts? And here is my most important critics to the concept of these new treaties. And that is that they are based on the idea of a total supremacy and ownership of the absolute truth in the hand of WHO. Nobody ever, not even the church, is in the hand of the absolute truth, which was, by the way, just recently admitted by the new Pope Leo in a great response speech to an African leader, and even he apologized for what was done under the name of the Catholic Church. So even the Catholic Church is wiser and is more democratic today than WHO. Why is all of this? Because it is in the sole benefit of the industry and their investors who make their money with times of emergency. They make their money with untested vaccines, with useless tools for diagnostics and testing. They make their money under the protection of full immunity and without any responsibility whatsoever. Deceptive and harmful products they sell to the governments. This is a group of people who financed 80% of WHO's budget is coming from voluntary contributions. It's on their homepage, and that is true already for many years. Even Margaret Chan, the former Director General of the WHO in 2010, publicly admitted that the influence of those investors who provide voluntary financing, always under certain conditions, it comes with strings attached, that the influence of these investors make it impossible for WHO to act independently in favor of the health of the people. And instead, WHO acts in favor of the profits of the pandemic industry. This is not how we protect health of the people. This is a recipe to bring harm and death. And therefore, as just yesterday, the American health minister, the great Robert F. Kennedy Jr., pointed out so well in an address to the delegates here at the World Health Assembly, he said, first, do a proper analysis of what the WHO has done in the past 5 years under COVID-19. Acknowledge the deception of fear that was built on excessive PCR testing. Accept and acknowledge the risk and dangers that are associated with the mRNA-based vaccines. And go and find finally out the source for this strange pathogen with the name COVID-19. So therefore, this is a call not only to the delegates, but to all the people. Stop and reject the new pandemic treaty, and stop and reject the IHR amendments that can still be opposed until the 19th of July of this year, which is in more or less 2 months. These two treaties, and ultimately the WHO itself, must be stopped together, and it will be stopped together. Thank you so much for coming and for helping, for making this possible. All the best to you. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you.